Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
All right, well, I have a lot of names to drop this week, so you might want to take notes. A lot of famous names. But first, let's be honest. This is Olympics time, so not a lot of folks are talking about theater. In fact, it might be a good time to get to the Hamilton or Lion King box offices. You never know. But let's speak about those games for a moment. A theater figure is one of the stars in Paris as we speak. That would be director Thomas Jolly, whose first brilliant idea was creating an opening ceremony that would float through the heart of Paris. For the past 2 years, the Seine River has become his rehearsal space, offering challenges unknown to most theater directors, like currents, wind tunnels, even a fish hatchery, and unfortunately now pollution, which has caused the triathlon to be canceled, at least for now. But it made for a gorgeous and unforgettable way for thousands of athletes to be introduced to their adoring fans. Then again, Thomas Jolly has perks most directors could only dream of, like a budget of nearly $150 million and more than 15,000 workers, including dancers and musicians. He had a live audience of 500,000 and 1.5 billion spectators on television. Even Lion King, Wiz, and MJ haven't reached that number yet. But now back to our home turf, the less liquid variety, where there is plenty to report, starting with good news regarding Public Theater's Shakespeare in the Park, which did not happen this year, of course. Initial casting has been announced for its production of Twelfth Night, set to reopen the renovated Delacorte Theater in August of 2025. The star-studded company will feature Emmy and Golden Globe Award winner Peter Dinklage as Malvolio, Tony winner Jesse Tyler Ferguson as Andrew Aguecheek, Oscar winner Lupita Nyong'o as Viola, and Golden Globe Award winner Sandra Oh as Olivia. Wow. P.S., on another front, the Public Theater is bringing out some special items from its archives for a new exhibition that is continuing through August 30th. Now, these include costumes from A Chorus Line and Hamilton, along with pieces from the Shakespeare in the Park productions worn by people like Meryl Streep, Denzel Washington, Anne Hathaway, Audrey McDonald, Kevin Kline, and Peter Dinklage. They're all now on display at the Shiva Theater. Another great cast to mention, New York City Center has announced the one for its gala presentation of Ragtime, where performances will run from October 30th through November 10th. Colin Donna, last seen on Broadway in The Shark Is Broken, will play father. Ben Levi Ross, a veteran of Dear Evan Hansen and recently starring as Nick in Gatsby at the American Repertory Theater, will play younger brother. Shayna Taub, two-time Tony-winning writer and star of Suffs, will play Emma Goldman. Well, they join Joshua Henry as Colehouse Walker Jr., Casey Levy as mother, and Brendan Uranowitz as Tata. Doesn't get much better than that. And Lincoln Center has revealed full casting for its upcoming world premiere of Ayad Akhtar's McNeil. He's a great playwright. Film star Robert Downey Jr. will make his Broadway debut, or at least his digital likeness, don't ask, in the production, beginning previews on September 5th, ahead of a September 30th opening at the Vivian Beaumont Theater. Joining him will be Brittany Bellazier, Rafi Gavron, Melora Hardin, Andrea Martin, you know her, Ruthie Ann Miles, and Sasha Talwar. Another one to look forward to is The Queen of Versailles, the new Stephen Schwartz. Schwartz is a rather legendary figure in that world. Musical that will open on Broadway during the 2025-26 season. The world premiere engagement stars Kristen Chenoweth and F. Murray Abraham as a real-life billionaire couple. It's been previewing in Boston, just like in the old days. More shows are back to premiering outside New York on their way, they hope, to Broadway. Now, as for extensions, good news, the latest, no surprise, Broadway's Oh, Mary has extended its run and will now perform at the Lyceum Theater through November 10th. It was initially set to end September 15th. Oh, Mary, of course, centers on famous First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln in the weeks leading up to the assassination of her husband. In this take, Mary becomes a madcap, cabaret-obsessed alcoholic. I will be seeing that one as soon as I return to New York next week. Meanwhile, some notable casting changes. Broadway's Kit Kat Club will welcome some new faces in the fall. Adam Lambert, of voice fame, and Oli Cravalho of Disney's Moana are set to step into the roles of the MC and Sally Bowles, respectively, in Cabaret beginning September 16th. Both are making their Broadway debuts in the revival for a limited engagement through March 30th, 2025. That one's doing very well. Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin will play their final performances mid-September, so good luck grabbing those seats. And one of my all-time faves, Forbidden Broadway, has delayed its off-Broadway opening, originally set to begin performances at Theater 555 on August 23rd. The show will now begin on August 30th, just a week later. Satirical show's targets this year include Hell's Kitchen, Stereophonic, The Outsiders, The Great Gatsby, Back to the Future, The Wiz, and Merrily We Roll Along. And in fact, it is called Merrily We Stole a Song. In addition, there will be send-ups of performers like Patti LuPone, Daniel Radcliffe, Ariana DeBois, and Jeremy Jordan. Forbidden Broadway was always a gem to look forward to, and now we can once again. Let me say that nonprofit off-Broadway theaters are still not healthy due to the pandemic and its aftermath. So, as one interesting result, several stages and companies are now combining. Soho Rep is giving up its longtime home in Tribeca and will instead share space with Playwrights Horizons, a Midtown theater company, while trying to devise a longer-term plan. Move comes at the same time that another important New York nonprofit, Second Stage Theater, is leaving its off-Broadway home. That company is now planning to reside, at least temporarily, within Signature Theater, which in recent years has had more space than it can afford to program. But there are happier things to report on that front. For example, the Ashland, Oregon Shakespeare Festival was in dire straits a few years back, but it has pulled itself together. I attended a lovely fundraiser last week for that beloved company, which is always worth the visit and has made a great comeback. And here is a strange, potentially exciting production of sorts. Theater for the New City's 2024 street theater production, The Socialization of a Social Worker, or The Fight for Social Justice, will tour parks, playgrounds, and closed-off streets throughout the five boroughs from August 3rd to September 15th. That's starting next week. It's an original musical which tells a story in which a humanitarian caseworker learns to overcome despair and find strength for today's challenges through people power. Anyway, the book, lyrics, and direction are by Crystal Fields. She's the artistic director of theater for the New City. You can check details through TNC's website. So, get yourself to a park, a theater, or even a playground. Hey, it's all theater, and I will see you next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.